This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time now for our Feed Farm Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Welcome to today's Feed Farm, and our topic is going to be cow comfort evaluation. Cow comfort is very important to dairy cows. First of all, if for every one additional hour they lie down, research says at least 2.4 pounds more milk. And this can be as high as 3 pounds based on some work coming out of New York State as far as that goes. Second of all, when the cow is laying down, that is less stress on her legs, therefore less lameness there. And of course, thirdly, this is a concern with consumers. Cow comfort, meaning if cows stand, we see lame cows, we're abusing our cows. So certainly it's on our plate as far as a concern. How can I measure that, Bill, on the farm? Well, there are a couple of different tricks of the trade. First of all, you and I can calculate something called cow comfort index. That simply means you take the percent cows lying down, divide by the total number of cows in that group or in that herd, and that number should be over 85%. A second measure could be what we call stall usage index, and this is one that's being recommended by researchers, and that is I take the percent of cows lying down, subtract the percent that are eating, because they're active. You could also remove percent drinking, but that number is pretty small, and now divide by the total number of cows in that group. That number should be over 75%, so there's some way you can objectively measure this. Another one is a rumination index. Simply says, are my cows ruminating, cud chewing? And so if I watch cows, and this will take some time, we would expect to see during resting periods 50 to 60% of the cows cud chewing. And the ideal times would be for 1 or 2 hours after they eat, coming from the milking parlor, or 1 or 2 hours before they go into the milking parlor. A way to automate that would be what we call rumination collars. These are electronic devices that actually measure the amount of time the cow is ruminating, and we should be over 520 minutes a day, perhaps even a bit longer if we can. So the question might be, well, what can I do to improve cow comfort? First of all, we can have deep bedded stalls for those cows that are in free stall operation. And deep bedding means at least 4 inches of depth of straw, shaving, sawdust. Could be sand. In fact, if it's sand, usually we go to 6 to 8 inches. Could be recycled manure solids as well. Number two, make sure we have solid traction. So when the cow has to get up, she knows she'll have good footing. She will not have her legs slipping out from underneath her, and she's much safer. Adequate lunge space. Lunging means cows, if you watch them get up, they lunge forward on their front knees, then they bring up their hind legs. If that is restricting that lunging space, they will really have how to fight the way to get up as well. Another one for cow comfort is adequate bunk space. We like 30 inches of bunk space for each cow so she has a chance to eat when she wants to eat out there, reducing certainly having to stand around and wait. Cow overloading, the transition cows, meaning the close-up fresh cows and the heifers, less than 100% or at 100% occupancy, which means if I have 50 free stalls, I should have less than 50 cows in there, especially for these fresh cows and cows that are in the close-up dry period. We can also design a wider stall. The University of Wisconsin guidelines are wider stalls where Holstein cows get wider, and raise the neck rail because we don't need to have this cow bumping her neck, getting up on the neck rail there to index her. Well, our take-home message, Bill, simply is monitor cow comfort and try to improve it as much as you can because there's money and milk laying on the table. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Like so many Midwestern storms this season,
there is going to be a sharp cutoff between the heavy rainfall, and this time it looks like the axis will be from Iowa to Ohio to almost no rainfall as you move up into eastern North Dakota and central and northern Minnesota.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey notes that crops are starting to enter reproduction.
Corn that's silking, soybeans that are blooming, and so the timing is really perfect for states like Iowa that have been teetering between dry conditions, especially in the north, and wetter conditions to the south.
He notes that some of the rain could even be excessive.
There is the possibility that a few areas, especially in Iowa and northern Illinois, may end up with a little bit too much rain and some standing water after we get these 2 to 4 or 2 to 6 inch rainfall totals. But for the most part, I think this will be a very timely rain for crops, corn and soybeans, entering and moving through reproduction.
Meteorologist Brad Rippey and USDA Radio Stephanie Ho reporting. For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com and have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.